From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. When the U.S. Senate approved $87 billion for Iraq and Afghanistan last night, the measure included money to battle Afghanistan's opium trade. The funding for Iraq's reconstruction got the most attention, of course, but the measure also includes the most serious U.S. effort yet to cut off smuggling that is believed to support the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. The measure provides money for border security in Afghanistan and also money to improve the Afghan police force. To learn more about Afghanistan's growing opium cultivation, we called Antonio Maria Costa. He is the executive director of the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, or as he jokingly calls himself, the Undersecretary for Sinister Affairs. We reached Costa shortly after he completed a trip to Afghanistan. Since the fall of the Taliban, the country has recovered its place as the world's largest source of the raw material for heroin.
$1.2 billion. This is the revenue we estimated for last year in Afghanistan, accruing to the farmers. If you consider that the price of opium doubles as it is moved from the farms and the bazaars to the border, or either Pakistan or Iran or the north, Tajikistan and Uzbekistan, you see that another $1.2, $1.3 billion is accrued to traffickers. Total, $2.5 billion.
That's $2.5 billion with a B. And the U.S. military suspects that opium money is fueling an attempted comeback by the Taliban in Afghanistan. Last month in this program, Lieutenant General John Vines, the commander in Afghanistan, described what he called an unholy alliance between drug smugglers and ex-Taliban forces.
Much of the fighting is taking place in areas that opium is produced. We think that there may be some linkage to the production of opium in the Taliban. We believe they're attempting to establish control in those areas so they can control the means of production.
A U.S. official involved in drug issues acknowledges privately that the United States did not pay much attention to smuggling when the Taliban first fell. The U.S. actually released a prominent opium trafficker who had fallen into their custody. Now the official says the military and intelligence agencies are much more interested. Within a few weeks, the U.S. and the United Nations will each release their annual surveys of the size of Afghanistan's opium crop. The U.S. official says the American survey, based on satellite images, will show the largest amount of opium since 1999. The U.N. survey will show about the same amount of opium as last year, roughly 289 square miles of opium poppies. Antonio Maria Costa says the U.N. checked those satellite images by sending out surveyors on the ground.
So they have GPS positioning, and they determine exactly whether a certain reading, which the satellite may have said, this is opium. They determine whether indeed it is opium or not, to calibrate the reading.
When your surveyors go around and talk to the farmers, are the farmers usually willing to say that they're growing this illegal crop?
Oh, you see it. Yes, they do confirm. It is certainly not a question of it being hidden.
Recently, Costa traveled to the opium-growing areas himself and met with a variety of warlords and gunmen who control the countryside in Afghanistan. Costa says the warlords collect a share of the profits as that crop is moved along the roads.
We discuss the matter very open. They're very open. They say we need the money for our troops, and they take a cut. They take a share of the amount of money which I just mentioned. This cut takes place in almost physically. You can see as the stuff is moved, as the narcotic is moved from the fields and the bazaars in the central area of Afghanistan towards the border, at each checkpoint, different military commanders take a share. Once it reaches the border, especially of Pakistan, and goes beyond the borders, no doubt, and we have some evidence, the commanders were very explicit about it, the terrorists take another cut.
Hold on. You're saying that when the stuff is being moved through Afghanistan, there are checkpoints that are controlled by Afghan allies of the United States, and
yes,
they're taking a piece of the
commanders.
Action.
And
then when you get to Pakistan...
When you get to the border and beyond, where you are not areas controlled either by enduring freedom forces or by the Afghan militaries, there are other checkpoints, and God only knows what goes on. There's no doubt that some of the military commanders are playing a double role. They are enemy of the Al-Qaeda when it is convenient to them, and they are friendly with the traffickers when it is convenient to them.
Well, why would a drug smuggler give money to the Taliban or to some Al-Qaeda?
No, so first of all, to be able to go through. And second, it's an exchange of money for weapons, of drugs for weapons.
When you say weapons, do you mean security? Are there ex-Taliban people providing security for drug shipments?
Exactly.
The United Nations' Antonio Maria Costa says Afghanistan has tried to ban opium farming, but officials have only caused the cultivation to move from southern Afghanistan to the center of the country. Now the government of President Hamid Karzai is hoping for international help. In addition to that American funding, NATO is preparing to deploy troops for the first time outside the capital city of Kabul. One part of their mission will be a fight against drug smuggling.